You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What is the nature of Kinyan Kesef? Now, Kinyan Kesef is used in a lot of situations. First of all, when you go to the grocery store, let's talk about a Kinyan Kesef with a fellow Jew. Just makes life easier. You go to the grocery store, Seasons, Kol Save, Gourmet Glatt, Frankel's. Well, the Kinyan that you're using to purchase whatever you buy from them is all Kinyan Kesef, presumably. All the Kinyanim of you buy a car from anybody else, you're doing Kinyan Kesef, from a Jew, you know, certainly from a Jew. Kinyan Kesef, you sell your chametz to the guy. One of the ways we sell our chametz is by giving Kesef to the guy. When I sell Kesef for you, when I, as your shliach, meet with the guy and sell Kesef, I give a nickel or so, a dime, for each and every one of you who sells their chametz with me. When I sell your chametz, I also rent your property to the guy using Kinyan Kesef. When you buy land, you often buy with Kinyan Kesef. Well, there you sometimes have a deed. So that might be the shtar, so let's leave that out. When you do a lot of things, you use Kinyan Kesef. When you buy Luluf and Esrog, you use Kinyan Kesef. So we're going to see some fascinating situations of how to use Kinyan Kesef. And to do that, let's obviously we're going to connect it to the parasha. As you'll see,
left out Kedushin, no?
Yeah, of course. How could I leave out Kedushin? Okay. I guess because my wife isn't listening. That's how I could leave it out. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Tonight's shiur will be discussing the Kinyan Kesef. We're going to understand the Hakira and analysis of how exactly Kinyan Kesef works as regards to all the different times that we use it, as far as going to the grocery store and buying Luluf and Esrog and selling our chametz and Kesef Kiddushin. And hopefully by the end of tonight, we'll understand a much more nuanced appreciation of how Kesef works as a Kinyan. But to do so, let's join me in this screen that I'm going to share with you. And Kinyan Kesef relates to Parshas Chayesa, which is this week's Parsha, because we know that the most famous Gzeir Sheva in all of Chumash, in all of Shas, is Kicha, Kicha Mistei Ephron. And this week is indeed the week of Stei Ephron. I was talking to somebody, one of the people in our shul, the Perlows. You know, Mr. Yessi Perlow is making a bar mitzvah for his grandson, and he told me that the bar mitzvah was supposed to be at Ma'aras HaMachpelah in Hebron this week, this Shabbos. But because of all the corona craziness, there's not much happening in Hebron this week, and the family is not going to Eretz Yisrael this week. But we should all be zocha to dance with the Yeshenei Hebron, b'meher v'yameinu amen, in Eretz Yisrael b'ez Hashem very speedily. The discussion of Avram's purchase with B'nei Ches, with Ephron specifically, that we find in Parashas Chayesara, Avram says to the people of Bnei Ches, saying, Nasati kes hasadeh kach mimeni, here's the money. Let me rephrase that. Nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni. The words are a little hard to translate. I gave the kesef for the field, kach mimeni, please take it. So what did he do? He didn't give it yet. He wants to give it. Nasati meaning I'm happy to give you money. And indeed, that's what he does. And the next a few psukim later, he gives exactly what he promises, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, Over LeSocher. And that clearly is the first record that we have in Tanakh of a Kinyan Kesef, Avram Avinu, for a lot of money, but does a Kinyan Kesef to acquire Karka. So that, if you jump down, I'm sorry, to the Mishnah, later on in Kedushin, the Mishnah talks about how to be Kona Karka. And the way karka is referred to in Mishnayos are nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis, which is another word for karka, without getting into why. Niknim bekesef, b'shtar uvechazaka. There are three ways to be kona karka. We're not going to talk about chazaka. How you kona karka bechazaka, we're not discussing that. Shtar, we're not going to talk about a kinyan shtar. We know a woman also you could be kona b'shtar, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. But kesef, you could buy karka just by giving kesef. And what would I expect when the Gemara says, B'kesef min alon, what would I expect? I'd expect to say, where do you know that you could be kona karka with kesef? Well, Ma'aras HaMachpelah. It's a pasuk in Parashas Chayesara. Avram gave kesef and he was kona karka, right? Look, lo and behold, look what the Gemara answers. Not what we'd expect. Not what we would anticipate. Says the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chavav, B'kesef min alon amra chizkiyah, because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that says sados bakesef yiknu, that they will buy sados, they'll buy fields with money. So you see that you could buy fields with money. Wait a second. Why are you going all the way to Yirmiyah to bring some way out pasuk that talks about in the future they'll buy sados with kesef? We have a pasuk in Bereishis, right at the beginning of Bereishis, in Chayesara, that every kid knows about. That should be the source for purchasing kesef. So Tosas asks the question. Tosas in Kedushin says, you know why we don't want to learn Kenyan kesef from Chayesara, from Ephron, from buying the Me'aras HaMakpel from Ephron? Hodlo Aisi Mikra Dechsiv Gabi. Ephron asks Tosas. He says, because who is the seller in the case of Me'aras HaMakpelah? Ephron. The seller there was a Gentile. Ephron was a Chiti. He wasn't Jewish. So maybe there, that's why you have to use Kesef, because there, Kesef is the only thing that a guy could use to transfer with. May not be able to use a shtar, excuse me, with a guy. Chazaka maybe won't work when you acquire from a guy. Maybe Kol Kinyano B'Kesef, that's why for a Gentile, for Ephron, that's the only option is to be caught with Kesef. But we want to know how you could be kona, what the source for being kona from a Jew with kesef is, and therefore you need a pasuk from Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah was being kona karka from other Jews. That you need a pasuk from Yirmiyah, as opposed to Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which isn't a good proof because that was talking about buying from a guy. Okay, so what do we have? We have a proof that you could buy from a guy from Ma'aras HaMachpelah, a proof that you could buy karka using kesef from a Jew from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And, of course, what you all are familiar with is when the Gemara in the very first Amud of Kedushin says, how do we know that you could be Mekadesh a woman with Kesef, Kesef and Alon? And the Gemara says, of course, we have a Gzeir Shava, the most famous Gzeir Shava in Shas, and that is Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. When it comes to marriage, the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ishisha. And when it says regarding Ma'aras HaMachpelah, it also says, as I have underlined on your screen, Nasatia Sadek Kach Mimani. I give money, take it. So you see the Lashon of Kicha refers to Kesef. So too, when the Pasuk says Ki Yikach Ishisha, when you get married, that also would be via Kesef. Very good. Okay. Now, let's jump straight into the Shulchan Aruch, because we're really going to focus on a gigantic, raging machlokas on the commentators of the Shulchan Aruch. But before we get to the Chakira that we're going to ask for tonight, let's just see the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. This is a halacha in Choshen Mishpat. And halacha in Choshen Mishpat is, where do we know, how are we kona karka? So it says in Choshen Mishpat, Kuftzadi, karka nikna be'echa mi'arba dvarim. Four ways to be kona karka, even though the Mishnah only said three. It says Shulchan Aruch, there's a fourth. Kesef, number two, shtar, number three, chazaka, and finally, four, kinyan suda, that's chalipin. Four ways. And now we're going to do one by one. We're only going to focus on the first one, on kesef. But we're going to have to look at the words very carefully to see exactly how kinyan kesef works. And then after we read the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to go even deeper to understand the Chakira that the Achronim have, and this is the main raid on the sugya of Kinyan Kesef, the Chakira that we'll ask in just a moment. Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'Kesef Ketzad, how do you do Kinyan Kesef? How does the Kinyan Kesef take place? Machalo Bayis of Sada, V'nasno Kesef Shava Pruta, Kana. You hand over a Pruta, or at least a Pruta, you acquire whatever piece of land you're acquiring. At which point, excuse me, no one could back out. That's the definition of a kinyan, right? The definition of a kinyan is that once you do this act of kinyan, this transfer, then no one could back out. Even if it's in your benefit and his benefit, doesn't matter. Once the kinyan happens, it's locked in. Now look at this, something fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, and this is going to be an important thing to consider as we go into our Chakir that we're going to ask in a moment. Va'afilu nasan, one second, I just have to fix my wire. Va'afilu nasan lo ha-kesef al-manas she'achzireu lo, kana. Even if the kesef is a matan al-manas la-hachzir, I give you a quarter to use for to buy whatever I want to buy, but I tell you, I'm giving you this quarter Amanas lahachzir. That means I have to get it back. So how much money do you end up with? You end up with nothing. And nevertheless, even though you end up with nothing, you still are going to work. This will still work as Kirin Kesef. Hold on one moment. I just have to plug my computer in somewhere else. Here we go. Perfect. Okay. That's the background. And now we could get into the main point of the shiur, which is the following chakira. When we think of a kinyan kesef, there are different ways that we could look at the kinyan kesef. You see, kesef is a little bit different than shtar, chazaka. You know, let's say I'm selling to you a piece of real estate. I'm selling you my house for $1 million. Okay, $1 million, you get my house. So one way to do it is that you bring a suitcase with $10,100 bills and you could buy my house, right? With the $10,100 bills. It's going to be a big suitcase. It's going to be a little bit bulky, a little bit inconvenient. But if you would hand me that suitcase with $10,100 bills for my $1 million house, the moment you would hand me that suitcase, you take the suitcase, you hand it from your hands to my hands. I lift up the suitcase with $10,100 bills with $1 million cash in it. So now the house is, when I'm selling it to you. So you give me the money, and now the house belongs to you. But that's usually not the way we do it. It's very inconvenient because no one wants to, you know, carry around $1 million. So what do? We say, I'll give you $1. And I want the karka to be mine. What's the role of that dollar? Now, here we go. Is the role of that dollar to be a down payment? Meaning, a dollar is part of the $1 million that you're going to be paying me for the karka. You're paying me the first of those million, and you owe me $999,000. Is that what's happening? Or no. You want to do a kinyan kesef, so you have to do an act. An act is you hand over a dollar. You hand over a quarter, a nickel, a dime, whatever it is, a shavu pruta. And when you hand that over, that's going to transfer the land, but not because that pruta is the beginning of, it's not a down payment. It's an act that you have to do. Just like you have to do a kinyan shtar, you hand over a shtar. Just like you do a kinyan chazak, you do whatever act. You walk around the borders of the property, that's a kinyan chazaka. Didn't get chalipin, you symbolically hand one thing to the other person. It's a question of who hands to who. But so too, when you do an act of kinyan kesef, all you do is you're doing like a ceremonial act, a ritual act. You hand over a pruta and the item transfers to the buyer. But not because that is the beginning of the payment, not because the pruta is part of the payment itself. That's the question that we have to figure out. What is the point of the shava pruta? What is the point of the kesef in the kinyan kesef? Is the kesef that's being transferred the beginnings of the purchase? It's actually for the value of the pruta there that you're giving me the first pruta out of $1 million, and that's why I'm giving you my house, because you're starting to pay me already the $1 million? Or the $1 million, of course, we have to deal with. Of course, we have to reckon with. But the reason why I'm being machnet, or the mechanism through which I'm being machnet to the field, is not because you're starting to pay me off already. It's just because you did this action of kinyan. I have acts called chalipins, I have acts called chazakas, and I have acts called giving over a pruta, which is kinyan kesef. These are the two ways that we could understand kinyan kesef. And let's see how the Sma presents it, because he speaks very clearly. The Sma, the Sefer Miriam Sinayim, is on the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that we have. And he's one of the main Mefarshim, the main two Mefarshim on the on Choshen Mishpat. And since this sugya of kinyan kesef is in Choshen Mishpat, we're going to learn the Sma. Says the Sma. So in order to do, says the Sma, if you want to give a pruta, you have to have a pruta. Why? Because less than a pruta is not significant. But that's, we're not going to talk about where the pruta comes from. I want to understand what is the pruta. What is the kesef serving when you hand it over? Says the Sma. Look what he writes. Va'ayri dafka, kinin kesef's work specifically, b'shenosan lo hashava pruta, al demei ha-piraon. It has to be part of the repayment, part of the payment. Not just that you'll get me the $1 million, but let's do an act to transfer what we're doing. No. The demei ha-piraon, the pruta that you're doing, the pruta that you're giving over, the kinin kesef that you're doing is itself the down payment for the rest of the money that you're going to owe. It's the demei ha-piraon. It's the money of paying back. It's the money of the field. That kinin kesef is the first bit of money for paying for the field. V'ha-sha'ar, the rest of it, whatever's outstanding, is going to be owed, right? Like whenever you do when we sell your chametz, did you ever wonder how come when you sell your chametz, you have a bottle of a $500 bottle of whiskey and you have a number of those? How come when you sell your chametz through me, how come I'm not writing you a check for $3,000? How come sometimes people write the rabbi a check? It should be the opposite. The rabbi should give the person who's selling his chametz a $3,000 check, a $500 check. You have, right? You're selling your chametz to the guy. If you're selling the chametz to the guy, where's your cash? The answer is that the guy is going to give each of you, he gives it to, I take care of it for you. You don't have to worry about the details. The guy gives a nickel to each and every one of you to buy your chametz. And the rest, we just leave as an outstanding payment, which he'll pay back some other time, which if he doesn't give you your chametz, he's going to have to give you cash later. But that's just what we call zakaf alav b'milva, that we just, we turn it into an outstanding loan. What's the word, the way you say it? Mr. Davies, how do you say zakaf alav b'milva? There's a way to say it in real estate terms, that whatever's outstanding, you just, I don't remember how you do it. Maybe Mr. Bergman can help me with the legal term. That if you zakaf alav b'milva, you pay a little bit and then the rest just turns into a, is rolled into a loan, I guess.
Okay.
I guess that's the best we could do. And now he says, don't think, this is going to be the other side of the chakira. He says, don't think that when you give a shavaket, when you give a pruta, this is what I might think. I might have thought, what's the whole point of a pruta? It's a ma'isa kinyan. It's a ma'isa kinyan. Don't be so financial with me. Don't be so business like me. Be religious with me. Be religious with me. When you give, I'll give you the greatest proof. The greatest proof is, okay, we'll get there in a minute. Let me present the chakir, and then I'm going to present you a fabulous proof. Don't tell me the following. This is what the Sma continues and says. Don't say, ain lomar the following. Don't say, I give you a pruta, you give me a pruta, and all of a sudden that locks us in. You give a pruta, you get locked in. You give a pruta, that makes the kinyan happen. Once the buyer gives a pruta to the seller, the buyer is bound. The seller is bound. The seller has to give the item to the buyer. The buyer has to give the money to the seller. That's what I would have thought. Not that the buyer is giving the first few cents of a large loan and this is the beginning of that payment. No, I would have thought that the giving of the pruta is just that just makes the kinyan happen. To lock everybody in and nobody could back out now. In the same way, like shtar. Does anyone think that by shtar, when you hand over a shtar, that's the beginning of the payment? No, the payment you owe, of course, is an outstanding $1 million. But the shtar is what transfers the loan. When you buy a car from somebody, how do you transfer a car to anybody or a car to yourself? You have a deed, a title, right? So what makes you the owner instead of somebody else? When you sign the title over to the buyer or when the seller signs the title over to you. What makes you have the car? The title? What do you mean? I thought he's selling it to you for $15,000. Yeah, of course, you owe him $15,000 when you buy the car from him. But the title is what transfers the ownership, and the $15,000 is an outstanding obligation to pay for the car that you're getting. So similarly, suggests the you might have thought, similarly, when you do a kinyan kesef, you do an act just like writing a title, transferring a title, and when you do this act, it becomes yours. Okay, you have to pay the other $10,000 or $15,000, $1 million that are outstanding. But it's not that this pruta is part of the $1 million, this brut is just a, like we say in French, a ma'isa kinyan. It's a religious act. It's a ma'isa kinyan, financial act, but it's not part of paying back the money. Says Isma Ze'eno, don't say that. And you know what he says? He says, I have a proof to you that it has to be part of the money. Sma says, I have a proof to you that the pruta that you're paying is not just a ma'isa kinyan to make it chal, and then separate from that you owe the money. Because what's the whole source for a kinyan kesef? The whole source for kinyan kesef, says the Sma, is the pasuk in this week's parasha by Ephron. What's the whole point of the money by Ephron, which is the source for kinyan kesef? What's the use of the money there? The use of the money was to create a transaction. The use of the handing over the $400, the 400 zav, was to actually pay for what you were paying. By Ephron, the Sma points out, the giving of the money was the payment itself for the value of the property. So says the Sma, you see that the kinyan kesef, which is learned from Ephron, also has to be the payment for the value of the property. You can't avoid, if the whole source of kinyan kesef is learned from Aras HaMachpelah, from Ephron, you can't divorce the kinyan kesef from the value that you owe for the property. It's one and the same. It's you give the money and that is the payment, and therefore you acquire the property. That's what says the Sma. That's what you see from Ephron. Now, that's a little bit interesting because if you remember, Tosas says we don't really learn from Ephron. If you remember, we said 5 minutes ago, Tosas says that we don't. Let me show you that Tosas again. Tosas says we can't really learn from Ephron. We can't really learn from Ephron because Ephron was a guy. Maybe it's different by a guy. We have to learn from a different pasuk. So don't bring me a proof that Kesef works, how Kesef works, by actually paying for the value of what you're getting with the Kesef from Ephron if we can't learn from Ephron. Yeah, that's a good critique of this, Sma. He says, oh, Kinyan Kesef, Nilman Mistei Ephron. And the Kesef that was used in Ephron was to pay for the actual field. The actual value of the field was, that was the Kesef. Wait a second, I thought we don't learn from Ephron. Okay, that's a good question. But either way, the conclusion of the Sma, and this is the position of the Sma, is that the money that you give must be part of the actual payment for the value. So when you give a dollar for a kinyan kesef on a $1 million property, what really is happening is that you're buying the property for $1 and there's an outstanding loan left of $999,000. That's how the Sma understands the kinyan kesef. Comes the Taz on the other side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, very simply, that which the Sma writes, that anything that you give as kinyan kesef has to be for the value of the item, lo hevanti. I don't understand this, Sma. And he asks a question which we're not going to go into. And he asks, and this is a question that we're going to really love. I believe anybody who's married in the past, I don't know, 100 years, 200 years, most people get married with kesef or shavu kesef. A ring, a lollipop, whatever it is, shavu kesef, right? We don't do shtar, we don't do bi anymore. We do kesef or shavu kesef. Now, can I ask you a question? When you give a ring to a woman to marry her, which is a shavu pruta, okay, maybe now at the price of gold, the gold ring, not the diamond ring, but the gold ring is $50, $80, $112, something like that, not much more than $100. Does that mean that you give her $100 and she gives you herself, so that means she's worth $100? Okay, so maybe she's worth a lot more. So you're giving her the beginning payment. She's worth, I don't know, $150, and you're giving her $100, and you owe her $50, you're going to pay her for her later? I don't understand that, says the Taz. Taz says, how in the world could you say that kinyan kesef is the beginning of the payment for the value that you're getting, the beginning of the payment that you have to, the full payment, if we know that marriage is with kinyan kesef? Look what he says. Vod, hagabi kinyan de isha bekesef, nilman mi Ephron. We learn from Ephron that Kiddushe Kesef is, Kiddin Kesef works for Kiddushin. Vizet Pashat, he says. The Be'isha, how does giving her a ring or Shavu Pruta make her your wife? I don't know. It's a religious act. It's a Kinyan Kesef. You give her a ring, and that's Kinyan Kesef. She's yours, right? He said, ask the ties. There's no value there that's being transferred. It's not that she's worth $100 and you're giving her $1 of the $100 that she's worth. That's not what's happening. Look at what he writes here, what I underline. Zepasha, Debeisha, Kona, Saderch, Nesina, Lechud. You just give her a Shavapruta, and that creates the marriage. You're not giving her a value as part of that which she is worth. That's a very strong question. So Taz is trying to prove from marriage that what? The Taz is trying to prove from Kiddushin that just, it's clear by Kiddushin you're not giving a value of the woman. It's clear from Kiddushin that you're not paying off the beginning of the value of the woman, because women are either priceless or whatever. I have to be careful. My mother might be watching this. So, my mother hides behind one of these names that are with the screen off. So I have to be careful that I say the right things. Women are priceless, right? Women are priceless. There's no price for women. So you give a dollar to a that's right. So when you give a dollar to a woman for kiddushin, it's not that you gave a dollar because she's worth a dollar or she's worth $1 million. This is the first dollar of the $999,000 that you're going to be spending on her over the next, I don't know, depending on who you are, next year, 2 years, lifetime, whatever it is. No, it's an act. You give a kesef, and you created a marriage. So how in the world could the Sma say that the point of Kinyan Kesef is to begin the payment of value for the money that you owe? It's not a down payment. The Sma said that giving the money, I understand by a karka, I understand. You buy a piece of property for $1 million, so when you give the dollar, there's $999,000 outstanding. But that model doesn't work for marriage. And we know that Kesef works for Kedushin. So how could you say that the way Kenyan Kesef works is by paying the down payment and the rest is owed, but that's not true by Kedushin? It must be, says the Taz, right? This is the Taz talking. It must be, the Taz says, not like the Sma, that the point of Kesef Kedushin is not to begin the payment of what you owe, is not as a down payment for the larger value that you're acquiring, but it must be that Kinyan Kesef is nothing more than an act, a symbolic act, a religious act, a financial act. It's like transferring of a title. The transfer of the title, you do the act, the car transfers, and the $10,000, the $20,000, the $7,000 that you're selling or buying a car for, that's a separate point. That's nothing to do with the transfer of the title. That's nothing to do with the act of acquisition. That is the position of the Taz. That was the main point I wanted to share with you tonight. What I'd like to do with you now is really to finish off the shiur, the second half of the shiur, is to figure out how we paskin. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask a few questions on each of these two positions. And some of these are going to be very interesting questions. And we'll come out to figuring out how we paskin. But what's the difference? What's the difference whether you hold that kesef, a kinyan kesef is a down payment, it's the beginning of paying for the value that you owe, or it's just an act of transfer, an act of maisa kinyan without an actual payment for the demei piron, for the paying up of what you owe? What's the difference? I don't have a nafkamina to suggest because I have a really strong nafkamina. Could anyone think of a nafkamina? Whether we hold like the Sma or the Taz, whether we hold that Kinyan Kesef is Demei Piron, it's Demei Shovi, the value, giving a little bit of value of what the whole value is worth, and you're like paying off the beginning of that, or it's just a Maisa that you do, a Maisa Kinyan Kesef, you gave something, and now it becomes the other person's. But not because you're actually beginning to pay the full value of what you're getting. I don't have any nafkaminas between these two explanations.
You give Shava Kesef.
What's that?
You give Shava Kesef.
Okay, Shava Kesef. So I don't know. I think I could hear Shava Kesef working in either way. Shava Kesef would be as follows. Either I'm beginning, let's say I'm giving you a piece of $1 million piece of property. So you're going to give me $1 worth of apple. I'm just going to mute you because we could hear the emergency room. I give you four apples. Let's say four apples are 25 cents each. And that's the first dollar's worth of the 900, and you owe me another $999,000. Or you could say that four apples are something else. I give you four apples, and magically, that's the Maisa Kinyan-Kesef. It's like transfer of the title of the car. I give you four apples, and that was the Maisa Kinyan, and now it's mine. And again, there's still nothing to do with the $1 million that I'm paying for the house. So I don't think Shavah Kesef is going to be enough Kamina, because Shavah Kesef could work with both of these models, with both of these understandings of Kinyan-Kesef. Any other suggestions of a nafkamina between these two definitions of Kinyan Kesef? I'll give you one. I'll give you a great one. I think it's very simple. And it also helps us understand the difference between these two opinions a little more clearly. Listen to this. What happens if I'm not selling you anything? I'm giving you a present. I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift. Let's think. What do you want to give a gift? I want to give you a gift of... Let's talk about real estate. I want to give you a gift for you. I'm going to give you a birthday.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm going
to
give you a gift. I'm going to give you a piece of land for your birthday. I'm going to give you a barn. I'll give you a barn for your birthday. Okay? Happy birthday. Here's a barn. But what makes my barn turn into your barn? So you say, oh, I know. Kesef is acquired. I'm sorry, Kark is acquired by Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Chalipin. Let's do Kesef. Okay. Can I ask you a question? I'm going to give you the barn, and go ahead. Mr. Davies, what are you going to give me? You'll give me a Shavaprut, a dollar, a quarter, whatever it is. Can I ask you a question? That dollar is that dollar the beginning of a down payment? Is that dollar the down payment for the value of what you're going to be paying me? It's the first dollar of the thousands of dollars that the barn is worth? No, I'm giving you a present. So it seems that a present should not work with Kinyan Kesef. You cannot give a present with Kinyan Kesef. If you hold like the Sma is the one who says that Kinyan Kesef must be the beginnings of the payment. The dollar that you give is just the down payment for the rest of the money that you owe. And everything else is just, you know, well, wait a second. When there's a present, when something's given as a gift, there is no money that you owe that this Kinyan Kesef is supposed to be part, the beginnings of the money that you owe. There's no money that you owe. So therefore, what's the Kinyan Kesef? What are you giving me? You giving me a dollar? What's a dollar? According to the Sma, a dollar is the down payment. It's the beginning of the money that you owe. But it's a present. You don't owe anything. There's no value that you're not giving me the value or the beginnings of the value for the barn. I'm giving you a barn as a present. So according to the Sma, Kinyan Kesef should not work for a present. On the other hand, if you learn like the Taz, that Kinyan Kesef is just an act, a religious act, a formal act, a legal act, you hand over to Kinyan Kesef and whoop, the title transfers. Then I understand very well. I'm giving you a barn. I have to have some way to transfer the title of the barn so I could write a deed. That's a shtar. I could do Kinyan Chalipin. I don't have a handkerchief handy. Oh, I have an idea. You have a quarter on you? Give me the quarter. And that will be the act of that would be the act of acquisition. That'll be the Maisa Kinyan. And all of a sudden the barn becomes yours. But that quarter that you gave me had nothing to do with the down payment, had nothing to do with money that's owed, had nothing to do with paying for the beginning of a larger sum. So the concept of a matana should only work according to the Taz. Kinyan Kesef should only work by matana if you understand like the Taz that Kinyan Kesef is a magical act, a religious act, a legal act that's just a transfer of the title, but not that it's actually Dumei Shovi, Dumei Piron. You hear that, Nafkamina? That's a very strong Nafkamina. That's a really strong Nafkamina. And therefore, for example, I would find a Rishon who says, like the Tosas Rid, who we'll see in a second, who says that you could use Kinyan Kesef for a Matana, it would be a proof to the Taz, it would be a proof that Kinyan Kesef works as a religious, a ceremonial, that's the word, ceremonial transfer. Because there's no value to give over, there's no down payment to give over, there's no shovi that you're beginning to pay off by giving the Kinyan Kesef. It's a free Matana. Yet look at the Tosas Rid on the screen. The Tosas, here, I wrote it out. for you, just to see what's the nafkamina between the two explanations of what is a kinyan kesef. Can kesef work to transfer a matana? The Samas would say no, because it's not part of a payment. And the whole point of kinyan kesef in the eyes of the Sma is that it has to be part of a payment. But according to the Taz, kinyan kesef is just a ceremonial act that transfers. So if I give you a present, you have to acquire the barn by doing some ceremonial act, some maisa kinyan. So you give me a quarter. That was the ceremonial act, the symbolic act, the religious act, financial act. That was a transfer. That was a transfer of the title. Let's see the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid discusses what kind of case would happen when you would give a present and still the way you would give the present would be with kasef. Imritzono litain sadeu matan l'chaveru. I want to give you a barn. Happy birthday, here's a barn. The problem is, I'm not so literate. I'm a farmer. I don't know how to write a shtar. I'm not a lawyer. Veno yodeh lichtov l'shtar. Not only that, but I want to give you the barn, but we're at the, we're at Doma. We're celebrating, we're a prime bistro. We're celebrating your birthday in the restaurant. And as the waiter, they bring out the pots and they clank the pans and they have your chocolate cake with a little sparkly fire on it. I want to present you with your barn, but we're in the restaurant. The barn is out upstate New York. So you can't do chazaka. V'gam hayo hasad rachok mimenu. And what's the problem? You want to get this transaction to really be valid because you're worried that maybe I'm just, I was very happy at the party. And that's why I said, oh, you could have the barn. But you're worried that tomorrow morning when I say, oh my gosh, I gave him a barn for his birthday. So you want to lock it in, right? You want it to be binding on both of us that the barn is really going to be transferred. So what could you do? Simply like this. You see clearly the Tosas Rid says that Kenyan Kesef works for a present. If it works for a present, it can't be that the point of a Kenyan Kesef is to be a down payment, because there is no down payment. It can't be it's the beginning of the payment for the value, because you're not paying any value. It's a present. It must be a proof to the Taz that the point of the way Kinyan Kesef works is just by being a ceremonial act through which things are transferred. Maisa Kinyan, nothing more. Now, I'll bring you a few more proofs. These proofs are actually quoted by the Nesivis. The Nesivis was dealing with this question. The Nesivis HaMishpat, of course, was the Posek Hador in the time of the Ketzos. Does anyone know any other Sfarim that the Ketzos wrote?
Oh, it was Yaakov Melissa. What
did
you write
there? Yeah, my son here in the audience is saying the Chef Shmait, so that's correct?
No.
And what else?
And the Chef Shmait.
Yeah, he wrote the Chef Shmait, the Avnei Miluma, and the Ketzos HaChoshen. So we're going to see the Nesivis arguing on his famous Bar Plugta, the Ketzos HaChoshen, but he's not going to be quote. We're not going to see the Ketzos. We're going to see in a minute the Avnei Miluma, which is his parish on Hilchas Eben HaEzer, the Halachas of Kiddushin, which is, of course, we're learning. Kinyan Kesef, which relates to Kiddushin, so we're going to see an Avnei Miluim, going to argue in a minute, but let's see what the Nesivis says. He was the Posek Hador. Yaakov Melissa was the Posek Hador. Even though the Ketzos is more famous, the Nesivis was the bigger Posek of the generation. I heard a story. I don't know if it was the Ketzos and the Nesivis, or one of them, or they were discussing, two great Poskim were discussing, about their, how come my Perish, my writings were accepted in Klal Yisrael so much more than yours. And the one who is more accepted said to the other, well, what do you do between 2 and 4 a.m.? And the one who is less accepted, not less accepted as a halacha, but just not as wide read and widespread, said, well, 2 to 4 a.m., that's when I do my best writing. Meaning, of course, I'm learning at 2 to 4 a.m. Of course, that's when I do my best writing. And the other one responded, I think it might have been the Ketzos. Exactly. That's when I do my erasing.
Ketzos and Nesivis.
It was the Ketzos and Nesivis?
Yeah. Okay,
that's the story.
He refused what he wrote, and the Rav Yaakov Alyssa didn't review very much of what he wrote, so says he went over what he wrote a lot more.
Right, so the Ketzos, that's what everybody knows.
I read that in the Encyclopedia.
Yeah, okay, so thank you. So that was the right person.
Like the version of mine.
So let's see what the Nesiva says. So first he quotes these two opinions, whether the idea of Kinyan Kesef is just to do a Maisa, or like this man, this is what we're going to be critiquing, that the money that you give for the Kinyan Kesef is the beginnings of your payment for the item. It's the down payment. It has to be part of the shovi. It's a piron, a payment for the what you're buying. Not just that you're doing an act and that there's a transfer, but you're actually buying with this Kinyan Kesef. And he's going to ask a few questions. Number one, the question that I raised to you earlier, how could you tell me that the whole source, the Sma said, the whole source for Kinyan Kesef is from Ephron, and from Ephron you see the $400 was actual payment for the land? He asks the Nesivis, what do you mean? The Gemara says we don't learn from Ephron. That's not the source for Kinyan Kesef. I showed you the Gemara on Daf Chaf Vav in Kiddushin says it's from this Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which again we're not going to go into now. So you're bringing your proof from Ephron that that's how Kinyan Kesef works? That's the source of Kinyan Kesef, that he gave, Avram Avinu gave $400 and that was the Kinyan Kesef? Guess what? We don't learn from that. Fine. Next question. Let's go, let's jump here. You remember when we saw the Shulchan Aruch? Let me bring you back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, welcome Rabbi Gross. The Shulchan Aruch had a great point when it talked about the halachas of Kinyan Kesef. It says that Kesef works even if you give the Kesef as a matana amanas lahachzir. So let's just understand what that means practically. I want to buy a house from you. You're going to give me a house, $1 million house. So I give you a quarter or a dollar or a $10 bill, $100 bill, whatever it is. But I give it to you amanas that you're going to give me the dollar bill back. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that worked as Kinyan Kesef. Asks the Nesivis, how in the world could a dollar that you paid for the house be considered a down payment or be considered a Demei Piron or Demei Shov, that you're giving value, if part of giving that dollar is that you expect to get the dollar back? Meaning if you assume that there's an act of transaction, there's an act, a Maisa Kinyan, a ceremonial act, you give a dollar and it magically transfers. Okay, you gave the dollar, and the transfer happens. Okay, and you have to give the dollar back. But anyway, it wasn't a payment. It wasn't a down payment. The whole point of giving the dollar, according to the Taz, according to that just the ceremonial act, you did a magical act of transaction, of transition, of Kim Isaac Kinyan. So it's chal. But if, asked the Nesivists, if the Sma is right, that the point of the dollar, the Kinyan Kesef that you're doing, is to be the beginnings of your payment, to be a down payment, then how in the world could it work if it's a matana amanas lahachzir, which is not a down payment because it's going right back to the buyer? So it's not the beginnings of the payment. I give you a dollar and the beginnings of the payment for the property? No, you give me the dollar right back. It's not the beginning of nothing. That is the next question the Nesivis to critique the Sma. You could see his words very beautifully written. Odka shal asma. Shekosav, the Sma writes, the Davka Kishnosan lo Dumea Piron, that you have to specifically give the money as part of the payment. Duha Afilu Nosan lo HaKesef al Menashe Achzireulo. We know that Kinyan Kesef works even if it's Matan al Menashe Achzir. Even though he's not going to keep the money, it still worked. Why? What about the down payment? Why? And therefore, because of these various questions, the Nesivis concludes what Halacha Lemaisa, that what is the Halacha? What is the definition of a Kinyan Kesef? L'chein ha'ikir ka'ataz. Da'filu no'sein lo ha'kesef rak k'dei liknos ha'sada. It's a ceremonial act. I give you a dollar, there's a transfer. Not because the dollar was a down payment. Not because the dollar is the first dollar in my paying you and there's 999,000 that are left. No, it's just an act, a Maisa Kinyan, just like any other Maisa Kinyan, just like you sign over a title, just like you wave a sudar, just like you give over a shtar, well, you give over a dollar, and the item transfers. That's the psak halacha lemaisa according to the posek hador, the Nesivis. One last proof to the Nesivis that I saw, I think of Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss, I think quoted this proof. I don't remember if it was him, but it's a beautiful proof. Let's talk about Kiddushin. Just Kiddushin, and this proof will only work by Kiddushin. How does Kiddushin work? You know, in the modern world, you go to very, very liberal people, they have kedushins, and the very liberal people, they want to have a double ring ceremony, right? The guy gives the girl a ring, and the girl gives the guy a ring, and this is halachically terrifying, and I'll tell you why. So any, you know, there's certain open Orthodox rabbis who allow such double ring ceremonies because it's much more politically correct. Yeah, everyone's equal. Why should the man do everything? What, you think the man's buying the woman? Maybe the man, woman's buying the man. Let them both buy each other. I'm going to show you a Ran who tells you that that might undermine the entire chalos of the kinyan of what is kiddushin. Very serious. It doesn't mean that a man can't wear a ring. If a man, he wants to wear a ring so that he doesn't, people don't start up with him, you know, at work, you know, if he's a, you know, certain professions, it's good that a man wears a ring. No one's going to, you know, start up with him. Maybe it's a good, but not at the wedding. Not at the wedding. Afterwards, in the yichud room, maybe. But a man, again, I'm not getting into the sugya of Begadisha. That's a different sugya entirely. But certainly not b'shas chuppah. Why? Because of the following Ran. Maybe if you ever learned in Dharm or Kedushin, you definitely know this Ran. The Ran says, what is a woman supposed, and when I meet it with a chassan and a kala, I actually tell him this Ran. As far as what should the man and woman be thinking as they're standing under the chuppah. This is what the Ran says. The Ran is bothered by a shaila in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ish." I'm sorry. The Ran pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha." A man takes the woman. That's very one way, right? V'lo amra kisi lakach isha l'isha. It doesn't say that a woman is taken. It says the pasuk says that a man takes the woman. So what's the role of the woman? Does woman give herself over to the man? That's what I would think he says. But no, if a woman gives herself over to the man, that's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk says that the man takes a woman. If the point is that the man takes a woman and the woman is makna herself to the man, that's not ki yikach ish isha. When I sell you a car, I give my car to you, you give $1,000 to me, $10,000 to me. So you're giving yourself, you give your car. So if the woman, if I have to give the woman money, she's giving herself to me, right? Wrong. Look what the Ran says. The man does everything. The man acquires the woman entirely. So what does the woman do? Look what the Ran says in the Dharm Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Mikevan shehi maskemes likedushei ish, by the woman acquiescing and agreeing to be mekudeshes to the man, he mevateles daito ritzona, she doesn't give herself over to a man. She allows herself to be taken by a man. And that is fundamentally the definition of Kiddushin, of the Pasuk, of the Torah's definition of Kiddushin, that a man has to do the taking. She makes herself Hefker. She makes herself Hefker and allows herself to be acquired. She doesn't give herself over. And that's why it's so important that a double ring ceremony should not happen. Because if there's a double ring ceremony, he's giving, you know, she's giving sign to him, he's giving sign to her. Wrong. That's not what kedushin is, the Ran says. The man has to do all the taking. He gives herself, he gives kesef to the woman, and she is not makna herself, she is mafkir herself. And once she is hefker, she allows herself to be taken by the man. The man has to do all the action, all the legal action. I don't mean legal action as a lawsuit. He has to do. He's the one who's doing the ma'isa kiddushin. He's taking her. That's what the Torah says. Ki yikach ish and isha. Now let's think for a second. Is the woman giving something back? The woman's not giving anything. The Ran said the woman's just allowing herself to be taken. The woman is not giving herself over. So, what's the whole idea? According to the Sma says that when you give a Kenyan kesef, when you give a dollar, you're giving the first dollar for a value of, you know, for the first of many dollars for this property, the first of many dollars for something. And they're going to give you, I assume, you know, the property in return. That doesn't work over here. When you're giving the dollar for the woman, when you're being mekadesh a woman with kesef, you're not asking her to repay you. You want her just to be mafkir herself. If it was shovi, if the point of the kinikah, this is a subtle point. It's not so obvious as a raya. But if you're gonna give kesef to a woman and she's not giving herself to you, she's just being mafkir to you, it sounds more that when you give the money to the woman, that just makes the kedusha. It's not that she now owes you something. She owes you her marriage that she's going to now give to you. If we say like this, Sma, I give you a dollar and you are going to give me, you know, whatever you owe me. I'm going to be the first dollar of payment and you, there's a little bit outstanding, you'll give yourself to me. No, it sounds from Kiddushin that there's just a magical, it's a Maisa Kinyan. It's just a Maisa Kinyan. I give you a dollar, you become married to me. You become mine. That's a little bit mashma. Again, it's not a very strong proof, but it's a little bit of a proof that it's not kesef shovi, it's not kesef pior, it's not that kesef kinyan. Kinyan kesef is that you're paying a down payment, but rather it's just a maisa kinyan. Okay, either way, this was the psak of the Gadol Hagdor, the Rav Yaakov Melissa, the Nesivos HaMishpat, that the point of kinyan kesef is not like the sma that you're paying a down payment, that has to be part of the first beginnings of a larger money that you owe that you'll obviously take care of later. No. The Nesiva says you give kesef and magical, the Torah tells us that transfers the ownership, just like a title, a deed of a car. Comes the Avnei Miluim and argues. I told you before that the Avnei Miluim is one of three svarim, one of numerous svarim that was written by the Ksos. So this is going to be, yes, a machlokes, Ktsos and Nesivos, interestingly enough. But not in the Sefer Ktsos, but in the Sefer Avnei Miluim. And the Avnei Miluim, the Ktsos Sachoshen and his Sefer Avnei Miluim, quotes the same achlokas that we've been talking about all night long. Is the point of a kinyan kesef, that the kesef that you're giving is the beginnings of the payment for the item? It's the down payment? It's dmei piron? It's dmei shovi? It's part of the value of what you're acquiring? Or is it just a magical, a ceremonial act to create the transfer? And if you remember, one of the proofs that it had to be just an act, you can't say it's a down payment because we know kinyan kesef works for marriage. And marriage, there's no value, right? That's what we said. Marriage doesn't have value. A woman doesn't have value. A woman's priceless or something like that, right? A woman's priceless. There's no value. You can't say, I'm giving you the first dollar and of many dollars that, you know, my wife is going to give me. There's no value. And therefore, it must be, if kinyan kesef works for kiddushin, the Taz said, it must be just a maisa kinyan. Says the Avnei Miluim, and we can't go into his proof because it's a very complicated proof. He says, no, that's wrong. That's not a point. To say that kesef is used by kiddushin, therefore it has to be just a maisa kiddushin, it can't be for any value. There is a value to a woman. There is a value in marriage. Now, how he gets that is a complicated diuk and rush, which is very hard. I didn't really understand it, so I'm not saying it's hard. It's just I didn't understand it. But he says there is a value in marriage, a monetary value to the woman, to the marriage, and therefore you can't bring a proof from Kiddushe Kesef that, oh, it must be just a ceremonial transfer. It's not really shivui. And then he brings, and with this we'll finish, he brings four more points to prove, L'anias daiti, nirin divrei hasma, I believe the sma is right. Not like Rav Yaakov Melissa and the Nesivos, but says Avnei Miluim, I believe the sma is right, the kesef hainu, midmei shivui hamekach, that when you give a kinyan kesef, the pruta that you're giving, the dollar, the $5 that you're giving, is actually part of the value that you are acquiring. And it's the down payment. It's for that which you're going to be, you know, obviously owing the rest. But this is the beginning of your payment for the value. It's not just a ceremonial act to transfer. And I'll bring you a few proofs. Proof number one is as follows. The Torah discusses using kesef. Most konos, the concept of kinyan kesef, one of the places where it's used in the Torah is by Ma'aser Sheni. L'maisa sheni, the Torah says that you give kesef, and we learn from maisa sheni. Now, what kesef is being used in maisa sheni? Well, the kesef that's being used in maisa sheni is not magical money. It's money that you give for the, you give money to take place of the kedusha. I buy the kedusha, I transfer the kedusha of the fruit onto the money. So it's not just a magical, thing. I give a prut and all of a sudden the kedusha flies off the fruit. No, if I have $17.93 of fruit, I take $17.93 and put the kedusha of those fruit onto the $17.93 of money. That's a longer discussion, not for now. That's one proof. Proof number two. We'll skip to proof number two. Let's go to proof number three. We know that an Eved Ivri is nikneh b'kesef. Kesef works just like it works for Kiddushin, just like it works to buy a piece of property. Lahavdil is very different from a marriage, but it works for marriage. It also separately and independently works for karka. It also works, I could buy an Eved Ivri by giving kinyan kesef. I give a pruta and I acquire my Eved Ivri. Now, how do we know that Eved Ivri works with kesef? And we know from the following source. We know that an Eved, if you learn the Gemara Kedushin, it says the following. It says that if you have a slave, the slave could buy themselves back. If a slave is bought for $100, if the slave comes up with money, let's say the slave works $100 for, for 5 years, 20 bucks a year. If the slave comes up with $60, then they could buy themselves out 3 years early. And we say, just like she could buy herself out with with money, so too she could be bought into slavery with money. Now, that money that we're talking about by this slave buying herself out or going in, clearly is money that corresponds to the actual payments for what she's worth, what the Eved is worth, what this Amevriya is worth. It's not just a money that is used for Maisa Kinyan, for a transaction, for a symbolic ceremonial transfer of ownership. The money of Kinyan Kesef that we're learning from Amevriya, the money for Kinyan Kesef is the money that the person is worth. It's not just that the money is given to create the ownership of the Eved or the freedom of the Eved. No, the money is the buying back of the value of this Eved. And therefore, so if that's the source for buying an Eved in the first place, it's clear that buying an Eved also has to be the giving the money of the value of the Shovi, not just doing a ceremonial act that transfers Kinyan. So those are some of the proofs. We'll stop with this. Those are some of the proofs of the Avnei Miluim, and the Avnei Miluim therefore holds halacha l'maisa that the Sma is right, and the kinyan kesef that has to be done is not just a ceremonial act, but to the contrary, has to be part of the payment for what you're getting. I'm giving you a little bit of the money, which is the beginnings of paying you for the rest, all the money that I owe, that's still outstanding, and not like the Taz who said that it's just an act. You do give a pruta to do the ceremonial, the halachic, the legal act of transferring the ownership. So how do we paskin? I don't know. It's machlokas nesivis. It's machlokas taz and sma, the early achronim. It's machlokas, a little bit of the later achronim, the nesivis and the ktsos. I told you before that the nesivis was considered the posek hador, the bigger posek than the ktsos. But I don't really know how we paskin in this very interesting shaila. The nafkaminas are not so vast. Maybe the only nafkamina that I really presented to you was could a kinyan kesef work to give you a barn or any other property as a matana? So if you hold that it has to be part, like the sma, it has to be part of the value that you're buying, you're giving the beginnings of the payment. Well, when a matana, where there is no payment, then you can't use kinyan kesef. If, on the other hand, you hold like the taz, that the point of kinyan kesef is just to be a ceremonial act, a maisa kinyan, well, then you can use a kinyan kesef to transfer the present of karka, to transfer a karka present, because you did a maisa kinyan. So I don't know how we paskin, but not too many nafkuminas other than that. And I thought it was a fascinating machlokas that is related to our pasha. We should be zocha very speedily to go back to Maris Machpelah to meet the Avos And all good things should happen to Klal Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.